One of the proposals is to be able to challenge penalties that were called. And I think that really starts to get away from the origins of instant replay. But also, in some ways, you'd be replacing the subjective judgment of the on-field official with the subjective judgment of the replay official or the New York City office. So I think it's, something that will be discussed. And I think, Vic and I have talked about it. It's with the technology that's available now, I think a lot of people look at it and say, you've got to use technology to make the game better. And so that's, and I would say, as a committee, we looked at all the different proposals and talked them and hashed them out. And, the two areas where we had a lot of discussion, particularly from a safety standpoint, was maybe we could limit it to just hits on defenseless receivers, that those could be reviewable. I think college has gone that way. And then the other one was to look at defensive pass interference. That, I think we all know, that can be a 40, 50-yard penalty and be a huge play in the game. But, at the end of the day, those are really difficult decisions. They're bang-bang decisions. Was he interfered with? When he hit the defenseless receiver, was it, in the shoulder? Was it in the head? And so I think ultimately it just, the consensus was that probably would be better not to move in that direction now. But we'll see. I think there'll be a really good discussion. And, I think it's, the game's evolving. And but I think also we want to make sure that, I think the other thing I would say, it's not just say no. I think what we really want to do is improve the on-field officiating. So what kind of things can we do? I think the league office, they made another changes last year that I think really helped officiating. The communication among the officiating crews, they all have headsets and talk to each other. And then also, I think having the league office, the officiating office in New York involved brought a consistency that really helped.
How much is too much?
In terms of technology?
In terms of using technology, in terms of interfering with the game?
Well, I think in some ways that's kind of what we're saying is, the game's good. We want to improve it, but let's focus on improving the officiating, not using instant replay to do that. And, I think you also have to look at, you're constantly trying to improve the game, particularly from a safety standpoint. The other thing I didn't mention in terms of instant replay, another concern would be you don't want to extend or lengthen the game. I think, we're right around just a little over 3 hours. I think we've been there for quite a while. Some of these proposals, I think, could result in longer games, which in the long run probably wouldn't be good for anybody associated with football.
Are there any of the replay proposals that kind of intrigue you right now that you or Ted or Mike at all that you want to hear more about?
No, I think the ones, like I said before, I would say, the ones related to hits on defenseless receivers or defensive pass interference.
Could you talk
but
about
I don't think there's anything that would convince me to support them, though.
What about the stationary cameras? Is it the Patriots?
Yeah, they proposed that actually last year.
And that didn't go anywhere last year. Good thing you didn't have that in Chicago, I suppose. Because Mike had hit such a block of the camera that was there.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you talk about having technology, that seems like a fairly simple thing. What am I missing here?
I think the concern there, and I'm trying to remember, I think there was a little concern about consistency in the stadiums, where would you have to put them, a little bit of a cost issue. There's a proposal this year that's kind of similar. to use the stadium replays as part of the instant replay. So in addition to be able to see what the TV is providing, you could have the in-stadium. So that's something, but I think there's some issues related to that, too, about coordination between different systems. But it kind of goes, the technology is evolving, things are changing. You should use it to your advantage. It kind of goes back that, really we're dealing with objective facts, not, subjective decisions that are made by officials. Well, that's the other thing, at full speed. When you watch a play full speed, as an official does, that's a lot different than, when we slowed it down and you watch pass interference calls in slow motion, it's quite a bit different. So, were you to go down that road, then, what would the standard be? Is it, if it's just whatever the right call is, or does it have to be clearly, wrong to overturn something? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously, because it was after our game, there was a lot of media attention. I think what we've done there is we're going to change the language a little bit to make it a little clearer. But I think everybody feels like the rule makes sense. I mean, it goes back to. It's been that way for a number of years, and so the change, it's a little bit, I think in the past the language was, if you are able to make a football move, then you can't be considered going to the ground, and you don't have to keep control the whole time. So I think what we've talked about is to change it to where whether or not you've established yourself as a runner. And if you've established yourself as a runner, then if the ball comes out, it would be a catch and a fumble. But if you haven't established yourself as a runner, then it's an incomplete pass. And we looked at films, like in our game. I would say I'm probably a little biased because the call went our way. But, I think he was falling and going to the ground. He wasn't really running.
Even though it looked like he took two steps.
If you look at it in its entire context, it's kind of falling down. Those are tough decisions for for officials, and that's an objective fact, right? Whether or not the catch was made.
When we talk finances a lot with you, some of it is about the title town district and stuff. But
sure.
How important is it that you guys are in the financial position you are with? Getting deals
some of our contracts
with players.
Yeah.
Football always obviously comes first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can't forget that. What's important is, winning championships and providing football everything they need. Yeah, I think, we talk about it. We're, very fortunate. I think we're in very sound financial shape now as an organization, but I'd say the league is too. And, we'll hear a lot about, some of the things that the league has moving forward, whether it's an extension of a sponsorship or broadcast opportunities, I think the league is in really sound shape financially.
Last two guys,
Mark. The Bears made that recommendation about
two scores. I thank George for that. I think it should be retroactive.
Could you see supporting that, or do you like the way it is now?
Yeah, that's that's something. Be an interesting to see the discussion on it. My guess is I don't think there'll be a lot of support for it, for a couple reasons. The rule now is what we've had in place, where if you score a field goal, the other team gets possession. I think it's only been 2 or 3 years, and so there haven't been a lot of chances we've had to see the rule enforced or in place. I think the other argument's going to be, hey, you had a chance. You could have stopped them, held them to a field goal. You would have gotten the ball back. I don't anticipate that rule will get passed.
Mark, outside of financial stuff that Jason was talking about, you had two high-profile players that you were able to keep.
Sure.
But by all accounts, took a little less money to stay where they were. What does that say to you about the structure, the culture, and the organization that Mike and Ted have built?
Yeah. No, it's exactly. It says that they really enjoy playing here. I think it also says that we have a pretty good team, and they know that they have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl over the next few years. But I think it says also a lot about those two individuals, the quality and the kind of people they are. From my perspective, in terms of the organization, I think it speaks highly of the organization, and that they like it. They talked a lot about how much they like the team, they like the coaches and the organization, and you'd like to keep them all in free agency, but unfortunately that's not the case. And there were some interesting things this year in terms of, especially the trades, I thought were interesting.
Did you have a particularly tough loss as a player? Mike was talking earlier to these guys about we're not going to have Remember Seattle as a motto. But do you like maybe what you've seen from being around the coaches? I don't know how many players you see in the building, but this whole idea of moving on from the disappointment. Did you have to do that at any point in your career?
Everybody deals with tough losses.
Maybe not that
tough. That was a tough one. There's no question about it. I've been impressed. I think Mike has handled it well. I mean, you can't dwell on the past and, really put the focus on the future. And I think with some of the changes that have been made, that Mike's done, has done a really good job with it. I don't want to talk about my career, but I'll tell you. So this was 1979. We're playing the Dallas Cowboys, and it's for the NFC East Championship. And so it's the very last game of the season. And actually, a friend of mine, we were teammates on it. We had lunch earlier today, and we were talking about this game. So back then, they had a point differential was one of the determinants for the wild card. So we're playing at Dallas. We go into the game thinking if we win, we're the NFC East champions. If we lose, we'll get in as a wild card because we've got a 46-point differential over the Chicago Bears. Well, Chicago, and that game was at like 4:30 or whatever it was. The earlier game, Arizona lost to Chicago by 48 points. So we go, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh. So we had to win the game. And so we get out, we're up 17 in the first half. Then it ends up being close. Then we get up 17 again in the second half, and we end up losing at the very end. A play right at the end of the game was Roger Staubach's last regular season game. He led them down to the last minute score. So that was a pretty devastating score. But, you deal with it, and, about two or three, so that was 79. Of course, we made a coaching change after that, but in 82 we won the Super Bowl, so.
Who was your teammate that you had breakfast with?
Dallas Hickman is his name. Yeah, in fact, he texted me after the after we lost to Seattle. He said that reminded me of the Cowboys game, and I said I was thinking the same thing. So I think you never get over losses like that, but I think you have to move beyond them.